name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today again we have a most wonderful holiday, which is of course the Holy Resurrection, this Sunday. It's a resurrection for our Lord, and also this, we always think about the resurrection that we will have and to be with our Lord. Also today we still continue to celebrate the Holy Transfiguration. It's a wonderful, wonderful feast day where the Lord had showed the disciples that He is really not just a man, but He is God. He showed Himself in such a light that His face outshined the, as you know, the sun, and His clothes were all became white as snow. My beloved, today we're also celebrating a saint, great martyr, and a subdeacon, archdeacon, Lavrentii, and we also might as well pay attention, especially to today's gospel reading. The gospel reading was as such. The young man came up to the Lord, and came up to the Lord and says, "Good teacher, what do I do to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, to receive kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord immediately said to him, "What do you call me good? The only one good is God." And of course, why did he say that? To teach you and me a lesson, a great lesson, so that we will never consider ourselves good. If he, being God himself and Son of God and the God and creator of all universe, he had shown us how to humble ourselves. And he said that when he was called good, he didn't want to accept it. And how much further are we from being Christ? And so if somebody ever tells you you're good, and then you always say to yourself, "Well, that's not true. I'm not good. Only good, the only one good is God, my beloved." And when the Lord told him that, "What do you call me good?" And then the young man says, "What do I do to go to the kingdom of heaven?" He says, "Fulfill the commandments." And the young man said to him, "What commandments?" And then the Lord says, "Do not kill, do not commit an adultery, do not steal, do not fornicate, do not steal, do not give false judgments, and respect your mother and father." And the young man said to the Lord, "Oh, I do that all from my youth. I'm always fulfilling those things. What do I have more left to do?" And the Lord said to him, "Well, then sell all of your possessions and give it all away to the poor and follow me." And the young man went away very sadly, because he was very, very rich and he didn't want to sell everything. And the Lord said to his disciple, "How difficult it is for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven." And the disciples said to him, "Well, who could be saved then?" And here the Lord opens up the secret for us, and he says, "For a man it is impossible, but for the Lord everything is possible." So we have to once and for all realize, on our own we cannot be saved. We need the God's grace. We need the Lord's help, and that's His grace, to be able to be saved, my beloved. So can we get the Lord's grace? Only on one condition, that we become humble, and the Lord has showed us that we do not consider ourselves good, but we consider ourselves big sinners. And how do you know whether you're humble or not? Well, the test is very easy. Somebody comes up to you, whether it's a member of the family, and maybe your husband or your wife, and starts screaming at you and tells you off, and or even slaps you in the face, or throws something at you in anger. You take it all in stride and say to yourself secretly, "Oh, I deserve that. Oh, that's good. I need that." And then you may have a little bit of humility. But if you react to the anger of somebody else and slap in the face with another situation that you get angry too and start telling them off and so on, well, that shows that you have too much pride. That, and so with that kind of pride, you will not get the grace of God to help you to go to the kingdom of heaven. So this is the key. The Lord says, God resists the proud and He gives the Holy Spirit and grace to the humble. It's very important for us to humble ourselves. My beloved, such a beautiful way to go to the kingdom of heaven is to go and to be first, as the Lord says, "Be ye meek and humble as I am in my heart." And He showed us an example of that, as you know, when He was slapped in the face and spat on, and all kinds of tortures were done and finally crucified. He didn't rebel against anybody. He didn't punish anybody right there. He could have destroyed the whole world for what they have dared to do to Him, but He didn't do any of that. He accepted everything, again, to show us the way of humility. And that's what the saints have done. Many of the saints, and today's saint, Vavrienchi, the archdeacon, and he had shown that humility, and he was burning. They were burning him as if he was a piece of meat, and they burned up the whole side of him, one side. And he said to them, "Why don't you turn me around to the other side? And then after you burn the other side, then you can eat me." That's what he said to his torturers. And he went to the torches with such a great love for the Lord, and nothing could take him away from the love of the Lord. And he was willing to go through all kinds of tortures. Of course, you can read in the life of saints all that. But many, many saints have given us an example of great humility. And Saint Seraphim, for instance, when he was approached by robbers, and he had an axe in his arm, in his hand, he was chopping wood, and he laid the axe down and folded his hands to his chest and let them beat him. And they even took the axe and were hitting them with the axe and made him to be a hunchback after that, and nearly killed him. And yet, when he found out that they got caught, he immediately told the authorities, if they punish him, if they don't let him go, he's going to leave the Sarov place. And they have let him go because he prayed for them. My beloved, this is what the Lord is trying to teach us, that to be able to humble ourselves so that we can receive the Holy Spirit gifts through which only we can be saved. Again, I'm going to repeat myself, you and me, we cannot be saved on our own with our deeds. We need the help of the grace of God, for we cannot even do anything right without the grace of God. We need our Lord, and let's try to remember that. And when somebody comes and offends you, don't get offended. And if somebody even slaps you in the face, turn the other cheek, as the Lord says to do, and you'll be able to then finally receive the greatest gift, which is the grace of God, through which you'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.